The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
Kill the Bat of Gotham. I'm Batman.
Welcome to episode number 110 of the Social Hour, a Batman on Film podcast. I'm the founder of Batman on Film, also the host of this BOF show, Bill Ramey. Joining me today is senior BO contributor, Ryan Lauer. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Hello. I'm doing well today. I'm caffeinated. I'm energized.
Okay.
And I've got Heath Ledger's Joker over my shoulder. I mean, that's
correct.
Metaphorical, kind of, I guess. He's always my shoulder.
Yeah. I have that poster. I used to have it hanging up. I had the theatrical version where it's two-sided.
Is it the brick wall?
With Joker the one spray right there, painted? The one behind you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how the ones that actually put in the theaters are two-sided? You've seen those?
Yeah, and I think I was always fooled because I used to think like it's two-sided, so there's got to be a new image on the backside, and it's like no, it's actually it's just like
it's like the inverse
mirrored
mirrored. I have it. I used to have it hanging up, but I've got the one of him in the street. You know,
yeah,
hanging up. You've seen it. You know, you've been in my office.
I've been to the office.
I have that one is up because that's the one that Batman on Film exclusively debuted
big time
on the site back in 2008. So that is why that one's up.
Nice.
And not the other. But I still have it. Get a bigger office or maybe I'll
put
talk
in the
to
living
the announcer.
Room.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna have a talk with the announcer and say, hey, got an idea. I'm gonna expand out of the office with Batman and just do the whole house.
Just go with me here, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that you may have to push against it, but just wait until I complete the vision.
Yeah.
And then judge it. You know,
you've been in the TV family room area. There's a lot of wall space.
There is.
There.
I think she's just like really trying to tease you with it. I'm like, come on, Bill. Come on. Just seeing how long you're holding out.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's waiting for you to put it on the wall. So
there you
right
go.
After
that's the ticket.
Yep.
So after this podcast, I want to go in there and I'm just going to tell her straight up the way it's going to be.
Yeah. You just start moving everything out of the office and just put it in the living room and then move the living room furniture into the office and just be like,
yeah.
I just thought this would work better.
I can go up in the attic and get totes out where I have stuff that I don't have room for and just start displaying it in the living room.
I like this posters.
Idea. Yeah.
That's waiting to be an HG show on HGTV.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there should be out of the cave.
Write that down. It's another idea.
Yeah,
that's
a great pitch.
You know,
I don't know if there's anybody you know that
well. You know,
that's in with HG, but
Discovery has tons.
It's all
of,
connected. It's all connected, Bill.
Discovery has tons of rehab shows and house flipping shows, and they own Warner Brothers now, so which means they own Batman. You wouldn't even have to hassle with obtaining the rights.
See, this is the power of witty banter at the beginning of the social hour. Great ideas. Yeah. Respond. Yeah.
Exactly.
Nailed it. I'll be the, you can be the first season. I'll be the second season.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, or we could just do, we could do it together. You know, like those two twins that have that show.
Oh God. I don't like those guys. So we'll be better. We'll elevate. Yeah. We'll be like, you guys like Property Brothers?
I just, Property Brothers. That's it. I was just saying.
How about the Bat Brothers?
Yeah.
The Bat Brothers. We got it.
There you go.
Heath Ledger, that's, Joker, all over the place.
That's, yeah. All of them. All those, how many were there? 13 Jokers that time we talked about.
Yeah, yeah. There's 13 Jokers.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
It is. I mean,
it's all connected.
We literally got a Batman home rehab show idea concocted on Discovery, and boom, Discovery owns. We got all the, you know, the legalities out of the way because
that seems like something actually the Harley Quinn animated show would do and could get away with. It would be hilarious of almost like rehab shows for Gotham criminals.
Yeah.
Because Paul Dini, he created the character of the carpenter who's basically like a hired carpenter for to build like hideouts for villains in Gotham, you know, capitalize on their themes and stuff. I mean, it was a great idea. Like, oh my gosh, that could happen to Harley Quinn. That'd be great.
You got to have a lair, you know, villain lair.
Woody Banter. Woody Banter. Yep. There you go. Two ideas right there.
Probably.
Free of charge.
You watch the Harley Quinn producers, showrunners, or they're probably listening to this show.
Of course.
And just heard that idea out of you, and they're going to snatch it. They're going to snatch it right out of your hands.
I'm not asking for a paycheck. I'm not asking for a name in the credits. Just come on the Batman Book Club. That's it.
Sure. Yeah.
That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
That's payment enough, right?
Mm, yeah. Pays the bills.
Well, let's talk a little Batman news. Batman on film news. In this case, Batman on TV, or is it streaming. Batman on streaming? I mean, you can stream on your phone. You can stream on your tablet. You can stream on your laptop. You can stream on course on your TV.
You know, but, you can call it,
you know,
because it's all connected.
Still call them TV shows. We still call them TV shows. Well, I mean,
we do because it's still episodic, but when it comes to this, I think we can, you know, in the BOF halls, it's all connected. So it can just be like in Batman animation news.
Yeah, it is. That is correct.
Let's switch it. This is episode 22 of Batman animation.
Yeah. Yeah. The, Batman Cape Crusader has found a streaming home on which to air, and that will be on Amazon Prime. No date yet, at least unless I missed it.
I didn't see a date.
But it will be coming to Amazon Prime, and they have ordered two seasons of the series. So good news. This was a no-brainer. I mean, they said we're shopping this one.
But that was if you clicked on the headline and read the article. And there's a lot of people that did not do that. They just read the headline. And, you know, even on here, I don't like to come and be like, well, Bill, these people are saying this and brr, 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 whatever. But it's just like it's another lesson that I just think people don't learn, and they just read the headlines.
Yeah.
This project, I hate it. I didn't like the wording of some headlines because some did say shelved at HBO Max.
I mean, there was even canceled.
And they said
canceled at HBO Max.
And I mean, this comes a few months after Batgirl shelved was a headline. Uh-huh. That one literally was shelved. But yeah, in this case, it's like if you just clicked any of those articles and read it, it said not going to be for HBO Max shopping around. Mm-hmm. You tell me Batman content that is out there to, you know, on the auction block, bids aren't going to be coming from everywhere.
Well, and they were.
They were. You know? Yeah. So there was just, it wasn't a, like at that point, it wasn't an, if it gets made, it's like, no, when does it air? Mm-hmm. That we were kind of just waiting on.
I asked people who knew or in the know. And I said, when that happened, I went, where do you think this will end up? And it was from everyone, whoever pays the most.
Yeah.
Which is why it is moving from HBO Max. That I don't think that a lot of people understood the reasoning. Like, why don't you just keep it on HBO Max and have all your DC content there? Well, when you got an IP like Batman,
mm-hmm.
who is probably, I mean, is it the most valuable comic book character IP? Maybe Spider-Man is right
there. We'll always say that we feel like Batman and Spider-Man are neck and neck. And then I think third place is pretty far back.
Yeah.
No matter who it is. Whatever superhero, I think that's pretty fair to say Batman and Superman, and then quite a distance for whoever follows.
Yeah. So,
did I say Superman? I meant Spider-Man. Okay.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Warner Brothers still owns the TV series. Just because it's going to Amazon Prime, does it mean that Warner Brothers is giving up? You know, they didn't sell the Caped Crusader verse to Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is paying for the rights to air it. Warner Brothers Animation, Warner Brothers, whatever, you know, DC Studios, all that who are involved are still producing it. And I don't know how much, if it stayed on HBO Max, I mean, how many subscriptions is this would this drive, even though it's Batman?
Yeah.
Like if I didn't have HBO Max and this was going to be on HBO Max, I would subscribe to it to be able to watch it.
Well, that's,
but I'm a Batman fan. So that's, you know,
it's something that me and some of the other, in the other guys, like we were even talking about, and like it's almost like frustrating some, and when you do get online and you're not looking for it and you're seeing kind of like people that aren't, like I said before, like they're not clicking the story and reading it. They're just going based on headlines, mm-hmm. and fiery reactions. You know, they're not thinking about it. And it's like, if you do stop and think about it, it makes sense. And honestly, all of it I think is good, unless, like you said, I could totally get if somebody has a complaint of, well, I do have HBO Max. I don't have Amazon Prime. I don't mm-hmm. want to subscribe to another streaming service. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's a valid complaint of like, I don't want to have to subscribe to another one to be able to watch it. That one I understand. But for this, just for the sake of saying, well, all the DC content's on HBO, so it should just go there. And it's like, well, convenience doesn't just flat out earn you money.
Exactly.
Like, just because it'd be nice doesn't mean that's how it will be. I mean, and then if you sit there and you think about like how common in Hollywood, like there's a couple different ways that you can compare and contrast. One, you said like HBO Max, you know, they're producing it. It's almost the same as like you go to stores, somebody has made a product, mm-hmm. and then they make a deal to a store so they can sell it on their shelves.
Yeah.
And whoever made that is going to make money. And now the retailer, this is Garrett talk right here.
Yeah.
And like another one, it's so common in the entertainment industry that you have a show that airs on CBS and therefore is run by Paramount, but it was made in a Warner Brothers warehouse.
Oh yeah.
Like I think
well, of Friends, right away. Friends aired Friends. On NBC as a Warner Brothers television production. You know, there's lots of them.
You go to, yeah, like tons of them. And like you go to the streamers and
Gotham on Fox.
Gotham's on Fox. I mean, I'm trying to think of like some other, and I know I'm just going with like sitcoms, but you have like Modern Family aired on ABC, has 20th Century Fox, you know, in the credits, and right now it streams on Peacock,
mm-hmm.
which is NBC. So it's like, it's so common you know, for like interchangeable, and companies use other companies' warehouses and lots and back and forth and stuff. So in the end, it's not, to me, it is not that uncommon, and not,
no, it's not uncommon
a disgrace at all. Or pissed me off or anything like that, that HBO Max / Warner Brothers Discovery are making a show, shopping it to somebody else to stream.
Yeah.
And because they're, it's, you're getting a guaranteed amount of money back.
Yes.
That you don't know that you're getting for it.
Yes.
On HBO Max.
Now
think about it business wise. It just
Warner Brothers Discovery doesn't have to worry about Cape Crusader generating more subscriptions to HBO Max.
Exactly.
That's Amazon's concern. Amazon just wrote Warner Brothers Discovery a check for the rights to air Batman Cape Crusader. Boom.
And not to mention, they just, in, it wasn't just for, because what we heard in the initial announcement of shopping elsewhere was, you know, doing, I think, doing a season. And not only did it go to a bidder, that bidder also said, "We get us another season." Mm-hmm. So, like, I have no idea on numbers. Let's just say it cost them $3 million to make season one, and they sold it to Amazon for 10. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And then Amazon doubled it. So maybe that means now it's 6 million, but they earned 20. Like,
yeah.
That's a good deal. That's a good bargain. Like,
yeah.
And you're able to write in the books the money made, money spent, and that this was a good move, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes sense to me.
And then ultimately, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment will release the series, the season on the DVD, and that will be a straight up Warner Brothers product, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it, look, it just makes sense to me. I would do it for all of them. I mean, I think the Penguin series fits HBO because it, you know, HBO is the home of The Sopranos and Boardwalk Empire and right now, I've just finished the Last of Us, but you know what, these prestige, mm-hmm. TV series. I mean, these are high end, almost film level, theatrical level quality.
Yeah.
TV, which was the Penguin is. And I can see why they didn't shop it and kept it at HBO. So yeah. That's perfectly fine. But I, you know, with stuff like this, other things, you know, projects animated or whatever. Yeah. Send them to, you know, if streamer wants to pay you more than you're going to make, stream it on your own service.
Because you have no idea how much you're even going to make.
Yeah.
It's like to boot. Yeah, I just, that part. And then it's also on the other side of Amazon. So it's almost kind of like, I heard somebody say, they're half joking, but they're like, Amazon made the Lord of the Rings series just kind of because they could.
Yeah.
They've got that much money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Lord of the Rings on Prime Vans. I saw Thursday Night Football on Prime Vans. And I made the joke in the really poor art attempt, but it was meant to be terrible looking, of Cape Crusader showing up on Prime Vans. Like, can you imagine receiving your Amazon boxes with Batman on the box?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Like, I feel like they would market the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Because, well, one, because they can, and two, because it is just like, I don't know, like, they have the money. It's Batman. If you have, mm-hmm. Batman, aren't you going to throw his face on a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's great to me. Whereas HBO Max, like, sometimes you got to be in the know to know that things are up and available.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have just been like the exposure level for it being on Amazon is going to be a lot bigger, I think, than HBO Max.
Yeah, I didn't really even think of that, but that's true. I mean, they are very likely to market the hell out of it, slap that poster.
Because why wouldn't they
on a van? Like, yeah,
smacking Batman on stuff. Why, mm-hmm. wouldn't they? They got that animated show. I haven't watched it yet. Shame on me. But Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a good job of taking a, you know, I know he's been around in comics for a while, but you know, he's not an established IP.
Well,
and I think they did a pretty good job.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what Invincible is? Uh-uh. Oh, okay. They've kind of done, it's an animated show based on a comic book by Robert Kirkman, who created The Walking Dead. Okay. The comic was, you know, in the comic world, highly regarded. Mm-hmm. And then they made an animated show based on it that got like stellar reviews. And Amazon was throwing that around in their marketing and stuff too. So I think they did a pretty good job for something relatively unknown, getting that out there, highly regarded. Season two is coming. Now they did that with an unknown IP, basically. Mm-hmm. I think everybody was aware Lord of the Rings was on Amazon Prime. That was everywhere. Everybody knew Thursday Night Football was on Amazon Prime. Yeah. So now they have, you know, another established pop culture item, person, whatever you want to say, in Batman.
In the grand scheme of Amazon Prime and Amazon itself, slapping Batman Caped Crusader logo on a box that you get from Amazon is nothing to them cost-wise.
Yeah. They could probably just sell boxes of Caped Crusader boxes.
You know what? I'd buy one.
I would too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal was the one time that Taylor Swift, one of her new albums had come out, and like their box was all Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I knew that because I saved that box because I think it was in one of the something with Batman Book Club. And Jay Yaws won. It might have been the brackets that year. He won, so I had to mail him his prize, and it was in the Taylor Swift box. And I was like, I'm sorry if you open this box and disappointed because Taylor Swift stuff is not inside, but it's Batman, so I mean, that's okay. And he understood. Mm-hmm. But like that to me, I mean, that's kind of what I thought of with back when this first, like the rumor mill of this. And it's just like, that'd just be awesome for us nerds. And then on top of it, if the show's like fantastic too, then that's going to get you even more giddy to just see Batman on vans, on boxes and stuff like that. Like, I think it's kind of a home run.
It's also going to help marketing to throw out Matt Reeves' name in association with it now that you've had the Batman and the Batman
writer and director of the Batman. Yeah. And then, I mean, J.J. Abrams.
And J.J. Abrams, yeah.
And then to go nostalgic with it, and Bruce Timm, it's like you've got three names that you can slap on that.
Speaking of the show itself, yeah, what do you, since we know virtually nothing other than it's going to be like a darker version of, I hate saying a version of, but Batman the Animated Series. I think Bruce Timm even said it's kind of like if we had done the Batman the Animated Series with no restrictions. But it's not part of that world. But you know, you get what I'm saying, right? Am I making sense here?
Even like an even more mature Batman the Animated Series.
The couple images of Batman by Bruce Timm we've seen, you know, there was that teaser poster. And then there's one image of Batman, very, very Batman 1939 looking.
But that was, I think I've told you this before. One of the first questions I ever wrote in to a BOF mailbag, and you even answered it. So I felt like a celebrity was talking to me and answered my question. And I've said something of how cool it would be to have a show set in like 1939. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd said like your response there was like in live action, you don't see it happening because, you know, movies. But you were all for that too. And I just
I still am.
I love contemporary, like not a comic made in 1939 of 1939, but like we've got little glimpses of it. I'm going big here, but like Lieber Mayo does a Batman story that's in Gotham 1939. Mm-hmm. That would look amazing, of course, because it's Bermeo. But, you know, I'm current, like contemporary artists doing throwback images and looks and vibes and atmosphere. And I just thought, like, that's how you can keep it. It's cool because it's more, as much as I do love his gadgets and all that stuff, it's pretty bare bones Batman at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'd have a grappling gun. It would maybe be the rope that he'd have to swing, but he's like, he's down to basics kind of. And I think the atmosphere in a moody Gotham in 1939 would just look awesome. And we only have the one image of Caped Crusader, but yeah, like you said, it nods to the first appearance of Batman and just his, in his cowl look. And I'm like, man, that would be cool. I mean, I'm all aboard. I'm not writing it in my head or anything like that, but that would be awesome.
All right, Ryan, let's pause for just a second here for these words.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've said it for years, just kind of getting off topic a little bit here. I would, someone even wrote in this last mailbag, is there a Batman film project you would love to see that you don't think they will do? Or so, I don't know how they exactly worded it. I said,
yeah, I remember that question. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I would love to see a live action Batman film set in 1939.
Yeah.
Elseworlds allows for that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bang the drum again for why I think the Elseworlds banner.
Well, James Gunn's listening, so
yeah, should stay. I've even said before I'd love a Superman film set in 1938 where Superman is not a living god, you know, the way he was in his original incarnation, where it wasn't much flying. It was literally leaping a tall building in a single bound, you know. But anyway, back to Caped Crusader. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a period piece, but clearly the aesthetic is very,
yeah,
Detective Comics 27 from 1939, you know, those early Batman comics. So I'm looking forward to it very much, you know, mm-hmm. very much so. I am cool with everyone involved, even though I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm a J.J. Abrams fan, where if he makes something, I'm going to go see it because it's J.J. Abrams, but
he's a credible creator.
Yes.
He doesn't make just garbage.
Yeah. When I hear something is from J.J. Abrams, either director or his production company is producing it, I think that's something it's a legit project. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Matt Reeves, I mean,
he has to prove himself, but I think he's on the right track.
He is, like, in all seriousness, you know, he's like it when I'm about Bat Reeves and his Batman ideas, I'm all good because he won me over with the Batman. So, glad he's involved, Bruce Timm and all that. Yeah. Come on with it. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward. I'm just curious how far along they are. I know kept working. Yeah, I don't, it wasn't like they were working on it and then they just stopped when it got, I don't want to see, because it wasn't canceled, it wasn't shelved. When it was made known that it would not be an HBO Max
The one article I thought said May of 2021 was the when it was announced.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, I mean, we're approaching 2 years that I'm not saying that, like, I'm impatient or they better hurry up or anything like that, because, you know, I didn't pay for it yet. So therefore they'll get it done when they get it done, whatever. but I'm curious of a project that's about 2 years in, like you, how far along are they? Mm-hmm. And if they had that initial first image that they released with it, and we haven't gotten anything since, I'm hoping, just as a fan, that sooner rather than later, we do get like a, we get more and an idea of when it's coming. I forget, was it, yeah, it was Fandom 2021 that I thought said, I thought they said 2023. Hey, things can change. A lot has changed at Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah.
This now, like it's streaming on Prime. Like, I don't know, but I really hope we learn at least by this summer. When it's coming,
I'd love to see a teaser trailer.
Yeah,
for it.
Yep.
You know,
it's gonna hit whenever it does. Even just a teaser, I think a teaser is all they need. Mm-hmm. Something similar to the style of those opening credits of the animated series.
I was gonna
people,
say
it's also, gonna light people on fire. People are gonna,
like the music. I'm interested in what the music will sound like for it. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much about it. And who will voice these characters? Speaking of which, I was going to bring up, because someone posted it on the Batman and Film Facebook fan group. It was a screenshot from Internet Movie Database of the cast. And it listed Kevin Conroy as Batman. Did you see that?
I remember Kevin Conroy. I don't remember the specific.
Yeah. And I have heard nothing about the voice cast, so I can't discount that being true. I will say that I know that anyone can edit that website. And as people have been known to do, they have done that and put in BS information. So I am anxious to see who's going to be Batman and who is going to also appear as other characters, who's going to be voicing whom. My take on Kevin Conroy, and I said this before even he passed, so it's nothing, you know, like, well, he's gone now, so what, you know. I wanted a new actor. I know, because a lot of fans were like, get Kevin Conroy. And I'm like, let's get someone who's never voiced Batman before, you know, to voice Batman. What's your thoughts on that?
I thought see what I was about to say, and then it's like, no, because I was going to contradict myself. I fully support, and let's just say that Kevin Conroy was still around. I'd have fully supported someone else voicing Batman. Conroy did not voice Batman in the Long Halloween movies. Jensen Ackles did. Fully supported it, and I thought did a great job. Kevin Conroy voiced Batman in 3 of the 4 Arkham games, and it was excellent. I'm glad he voiced him because he was great. Like, so it did work when they'd bring him in, and I thought it worked when they had someone else. For a new series that I don't know how long it would have gone on or anything, I think I was very much let's get a new voice. And I'm just okay with that and accepting of that, of it's not going to be Kevin Conroy. That's fine. But I guess we didn't get confirmation. It wasn't going to be now. I guess we don't know how much he did for it. If he did.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. He did something. Somebody that's not listed on IMDb. And when this series got shelved, Diedrich Bader said that he was,
I was about to bring that up. Yeah.
So I'm curious, you know, what's he got? And on IMDb, at least they've got a couple of like character names. And so, I mean, it's lists Batman, Catwoman, Lois Lane, Poison Ivy, Riddler, Penguin, Alfred Pennyworth, and Bronze Tiger. All is just one episode, so we'll see. And I totally forgot we didn't mention that Ed Brubaker has been highly involved with the series. That's great. James Tucker, also involved in the series, which is also great. So, I mean, Haven't seen anything, so I can't make predictions.
Yeah.
But I feel very confident.
Well, I think we all...
Overall, period. Think, just by the involvement.
I think Batman fandom, in general, has been anxious for a new animated series for a while. The last one we got was, of course, Beware
got
the Batman.
Screwed over. Which,
yeah. And
there's a
so
book
it's been a while.
I have on my shelf that is 100 things Batman fans should know or do before they die.
I got, yeah.
And James Tucker is interviewed in that even. And he said something along the lines of like, it's just common that when a Batman movie comes out, there's an animated series coming too. And yeah, like you said, Beware the Batman was in 2013. So on the heels of Dark Knight Rises, but then got totally botched.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had Batman and Justice League Action, you know, which is around, I guess you could say, Batman v Superman, Justice League movie or whatever. But as far as like a Batman animated series, yeah, we're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I was going to bring up, speaking of that, thank you for the segue. You would almost think, well, do you kind of keep working on it and then release it closer to the time of the Batman Part 2? Because that's going to get that movie will be hyped up quite a bit. There'll be a lot of Batman talk in general as that new Batman, this sequel approaches. So maybe next year, I don't know.
I wouldn't, because to me, as much as I wouldn't want it to wait even any longer, the Penguin being more of a, you know, being a direct connection.
Yeah.
If that was my mindset, I'd use the Penguin for that as opposed to a Caped Crusader, because Caped Crusader is connected by name only, as far as we know. But I mean, it's not connected to the Batman, right? That can drop whenever. I just don't think that they would hold on to that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like that.
Just throwing it out there.
The Batman Part 2 will be so hyped.
True.
That it would benefit, it would be a benefit to Caped Crusader for it being Batman with Batman anticipation to kind of help give it some
awareness.
It would
benefit Caped Crusader if their second season comes out right before the Batman Part 2 or right after the Batman Part 2.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe they get
like if it was up to me, it would start Monday.
Yeah,
you know.
So like, you mean like last Monday? So
yeah,
you and
last
I have some
Monday.
Catching up to do. Yeah.
So yeah. So anyway, that is coming. Batman: Caped Crusader. We'll find out more about it, I'm sure, as the days and months roll along. Hopefully, we don't get it's not a year's thing. And I do have Amazon Prime. Yay! So
yeah. All right.
And literally, I would get Amazon Prime to watch this.
I've done that for shows.
Yeah.
I did it for Ted Lasso and the Apple TV Plus for the first season. I just waited until they were mostly all available and then just got it and I binged it and stuck around a bit, and I'll do it again for this new season. They got my money.
Yeah. Well, speaking of people getting my money.
Oh boy.
You know, it's almost like Al Pacino in Godfather Part 3, you know. He said, you know, what was that? I'm paraphrasing. You know, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Yeah.
And it's been, I've been very, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Good.
Very disciplined.
Okay.
Disciplined in my Batman purchases, purchases.
And announcer Rachel has been very relieved
at
how disciplined you've been.
Because, you know,
and it just came crashing down.
It's a little bit of a bit. Like something shows up coming from Amazon. Amazon Prime just shows up at your front door. And it's addressed to me. And Rachel goes, "What is that?" And I open it up and it'll be, you know, something Batman. And I'll say, "Oh, I ordered this a long time ago. I pre-ordered it.
Pre-ordered it." I told you about
and,
that, surely.
And I,
you're
and I
dinner.
Get, yeah, yeah. And so I get the, yeah, sure, Jan meme all of a sudden. But a lot of times that's the case because, like, well, just yesterday or day before, or was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. A box showed up from Amazon, opened it up, Funko Pop. Funko
Soon,
Pop of
Bill.
Michael Keaton, Batman from The Flash.
Soon. That's going to be a Batman Caped Crusader Amazon Prime box.
Yeah.
And then you're going to open it and there's going to be a Batman toy inside.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So speaking of that, and I also went and pre-ordered the Batman McFarlane stuff.
Oh.
So that'll be popping up here at some point. So my whole point is the Flash merchandise is starting to roll out. In fact, I even got an email from Warner Brothers Products. I don't know which division it is. Press release, basically. Talking about
so hold
all,
on. You're
all
getting
of the
actual emails, official emails, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really funny to me. There's a new trend apparently on Twitter is to take the headlines of these official people. So you post an official something from Warner Brothers and people slap that headline and tweet it themselves. As if they received some special thing, special attention. It's very, very sad. Thinking that there's some kind of journalist in this market.
Okay,
it's pretty pathetic.
I'm going to go off on a just to get on a soapbox. Just
my bad.
Quickly.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I ain't throwing any shade at anybody in particular or, you know, hey, whatever. But I don't get these individuals who are running their Twitter account like it's an actual
website. Yeah. That's
kind
of what I'm alluding to. Yeah. Like
that's exactly what you're alluding to. Yeah. And I'm just like,
it's laughable and sad.
I mean, come on now, you know,
sound like a credible journalist who receives all this stuff. It's like, you didn't receive anything except the notification that a legit person who received something tweeted that. And now you're going to steal part of that email and basically credit as your own. What a world.
It's part of the, excuse me, I got took a drink of water. It's part of this we talked about earlier, just reading the headlines.
Yeah. It's quicker. Headlines give you all the information you need, Bill.
Sure they do. Just like Batman Caped Crusader canned at HBO Max. Yeah. Like it's just that I'm gonna be another soapbox. Read a damn article, people.
You could do
the entire contents of an article, please.
You could do a real fun test with BOF if you didn't take it as serious, and just all of your stories just headline them like pew pew pew.
Yeah,
and then somebody has to click and read to see what this story is about and this story is about, and you're like, well, I know who really read the stories.
yeah.
Breaking news, pew pew pew. What does that mean? I don't know.
So the Flash merchandise is coming out. All I'm interested in is the Batman related stuff.
The car,
personally,
the car.
And so I will obtain most of it. Like I did not buy yet because I know the price will come down. The statue, the Michael Keaton Batman McFarlane statue.
Let me fire it off here, and then I want to see. I'll pick your brain on which ones.
Okay.
You'll get. So I'm going to include here what I've seen thus far. I've seen, and I think these are all up for pre-order. There's the Flash, and what you expect Barry Allen to be wearing. These are like the 7-inch normal action figures. There's another Flash that is, it seems like Bruce gave him a Flash suit, so it's a darker red. I mean, it's up for pre-order. I think it's a villain in the movie, I don't want to say. Supergirl action figure, Michael Keaton's Batman action figure, and then I believe a without the cowl removed Michael Keaton action figure. And then there's also, and these are all McFarlane based. I think there's other stuff floating, but I don't know if it's legit been released. But then there's the Batmobile, which McFarlane did an actual video of the Batmobile, which is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And also it's $60 I honestly expected it to be more. Then there's the Batwing, which I expected to be significantly less, and you can pre-order it for the low, low price of $249.99. I'm not going to get that one.
No.
Were you just looking around to see where it would fit in your office? I could put the Batwing, I think, over there.
I would, you know what? I did not pre-order the Batmobile. I have like two or three versions of the 89 Batmobile.
Yeah.
Already. So I don't know if I need the McFarlane one, to be honest. I would have got, if the Batwing was reasonable, I would have got it. Cause the only Batwing I have is the lamp, you know, you have as well. I did get the two McFarlane Batman figures, the Callus and the one with the cowl.
I didn't mention the statues. Sorry. It's just the 12-inch statues, which was revealed a couple weeks ago, of a Flash and a Keaton. So, okay. Yeah. Now, of all of those, which ones are you planning on?
I've already pre-ordered the two action figures, just the regular old action figures of Batman. Hemming and hawing about getting the Batmobile. We'll see. That's to be determined.
Yeah.
And probably a pass on the Batwing because a little pricey. So that, yeah, I'm not gonna get any of the Flash stuff. Actual, you know, like the Flash or Barry Allen or any of that.
Well, it's the Flash movie, but also this isn't Flash on film.
Yes.
This is Batman on film.
Yeah.
So and if you're gonna make room for something that's not Batman, it's Elvis.
Yeah.
That's kind of where you draw the line.
I'll get the Batman stuff with Keaton. I already, you know, like the Funko Pops I saw in that press release that I got.
Yeah.
The Funko Pop. There is one. There's two versions of Batman in the suit. Of Michael Keaton Batman in the suit. There is one with him without the cowl. So you've seen that Dark Knight Returns Funko Pop without the cowl. It's similar to that, but it Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah, good call, because I was actually thinking about that too. I was like, something similar to that, and I think it was the Funko.
Yeah. Also, I hadn't seen until they sent me this press release, and I'll definitely get this. You know the Funko Pops? Because I've got one with where is it? Well, I've got.
What is it you always say with Funkos? They're crack. They're crack.
Yeah, they are. This is. I have one of Batman. Where is that damn? Like the 40s Batman in the Batmobile. In the 40s Batmobile.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have a Robert Pattinson, the Batman in the Batman.
Oh, Batmobile. I know where you're going.
Okay. They've got a Funko Pop of Keaton Batman in the Batwing.
Yeah, that one's really cool. I'm surprised you didn't buy the Danny DeVito Penguin and the Duck Funko that came out last year.
You know what?
I would have right up your alley.
Honestly would have got it. I have Danny DeVito Penguin Funko Pop. I don't have the Duck. Seriously, I'm not BSing. I have to catch myself and think, okay, where am I putting that now?
Yeah,
you know. In fact, I'm about to order another shelf or two, bookshelf type thing.
Because I do. Yeah, have this one space. You'll open up the box and be like, no, it's a shelf. It's for the house. It's not a toy. Come on.
Because I'm rearranging. I have done a little rearranging of some of the posters here. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a set of poster frames, small ones, 11x17, and that showed up. And now, so Rachel was, "What's that?" And I said, let me see. Let's open it up.
Oh, gee, Willikers.
It was a set of three of those poster frames. I said, "This is just poster frames. It's not Batman stuff yet." You know?
Yep.
I did. And speaking of, because I picked up a
11x17 version of the Flash teaser poster with Michael Keaton, Batman. That is hanging on the wall now. So
that's the Flash section. No, I saw that, and because I've been getting, I need an Adam West Funko, but otherwise I've got every live action Batman Funko that's been available. No, I don't have Christian Bale, surprisingly. Wow, take my fan card away.
Oh my,
so there's two that I need to get, but that's like, they're not reasonably priced. They're expensive.
Yeah.
So I got to find one that isn't going to break my bank.
Is it important to you to have it like brand new, never opened? Or would you buy one that's been used if it was in good condition?
I'd buy a used one if I was able to like see it in person before buying. Like, I can't just like buy online and then hope it gets here and it's fine, because it, like, it may not be in the best of shape.
A couple of them I've got from eBay that were used, and both I had no problem with.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't even tell that they had been out of the box before.
I mean, basically what I was trying to get, I guess, is I'll get a Keaton Funko, because yes, I have the 89 Keaton Funko as well, but it's like, this is a new suit, it's different, so I'll get that one. I think Batfleck is gonna be one, isn't it, Funko?
I was going to bring that up. I have seen nothing.
That was another figure I didn't mention.
Batfleck, yeah.
7-inch Batfleck figure, and it's not blue, as it showed in the movie, and I don't like it.
It's McFarlane?
Don't like it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll have to like look it up, and I'll send it your way.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it. I was going to say.
Yeah, that looks.
I was going to say, I haven't seen any merchandise with Affleck's Batman, but apparently there is some. But also they are pushing the Flash, Batman, and Supergirl. But they're the three main characters of the film.
I was gonna say that just tells you who the stars of the movie are.
Yeah.
And there's no agenda here by saying anything with Batfleck. Listen to the past. I'm a BVS fan. Everything says like it's because Ben Affleck is playing Batman. Of like, it's gonna toys, merchandise of that alone. Like, yeah, as many different Batmans as we can get because it's Batman.
Yeah.
But it's a cool way to segue out of the role. So, how much do you think he's gonna have in the movie? Cool action scene that we saw little snippets of in the trailer, a Bruce Wayne scene, and then probably it. But the character or the figure that I saw based on the suit, I don't care for it. So even though it's Batman, I'm not going to get it unless for some reason in person that toy looks so much cooler than the picture, but it doesn't. But if there's a Funko of him, like, again, I'll have to see how that looks. But then the Batman and the Batwing Funko, it'll just sit so nice anywhere. You know, bookshelf, TV stand, shelf on the wall, anywhere, it'll that'll look good to where. I don't know how much that one is. How much is that? Do you know?
What do
the
not
Batwing?
Know.
No, like I can't
but
see.
You know what? They're not
bucks.
Yeah, they're about, what are they, like 20, 25 bucks? Those extra size.
I didn't even get Penguin and the Duck. Should have, but I didn't. And I think that was like 20. 25.
Did I tell you that I went to Walmart early one morning? This is a few months ago. I think I told you this. And usually, like where they have the electronics, they have like
collectibles.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had that extra, extra large size Funko Pop. I mean, they're like,
oh, yeah. They're like $30.
Know? Yeah. And there was one of Robert Pattinson's Batman. And I'm telling you, I stood there and stared at that thing for at least 3 minutes going in my head, having a dialogue with myself. Should I get this? Where am I going to put it? I got enough Batman, the Batman stuff.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, so I did not buy it.
And you know what? You didn't buy it. And now that was one of the millions of Funkos that Funko itself sent to the dump. Did you ever see that story?
No,
they make too much. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, like, they make too much.
Yeah,
they had an, I don't remember the number, but it was an, a pretty astounding number of stuff that's just taken to the dump because it's just like overstock, not selling.
I guess they get rid of it. They get probably write it off, huh? As a loss.
I guess. Mixed in with that Funko, Warner Brothers threw in Batgirl and said, here, cover this one up too.
So that's about, you know, I with the Flash merchandise, I know, like, I got that email and there's like t-shirts and all kind of apparel. I don't see me getting any, I don't see me getting a t-shirt or anything, but anything.
I really like the look of the, it comes in three colors, but it is like the bat symbol with the Flash going through it. I do like that one. I think I'll probably end up getting that, but it did lead me to that stuff dropped on the Super Bowl after the trailer. And I went to DC shop and I ended up buying two t-shirts, but it's funny because it was like throwback ones. And so I got the 89 logoed shirt and in the text on the back, it says Batman. And then I got the Batman Forever logo on two t-shirts. So two movies that are, you know, have been out for decades. Those are the shirts. Those are the shirts I bought, but I do want to get that Flash Batman one, I think, because that one's cool.
Well, stuff's coming out. The Flash is what, 3 months out now? Yep.
Yeah.
So
built to the day. The day we're recording this.
Wow.
Three it's months.
Connected.
Enjoy the ride, Bill.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's one last thing. We learn every single day.
Yes.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. One last thing. You can get Batman on, speaking of merchandise,
yes,
you can get Batman on film.
See, it's all connected.
Yes. You can get Batman on film 25th anniversary t-shirt, mugs, stickers, all kind of onesies. You get, you got a little kid, you got a toddler, get a onesie. Come on, whatever you want. Go, just go to tpublic.com/Batman on film. Check out all that stuff. Shout out to Justin Kowalski. Great. Super awesome looking logo for Batman 25.
Really quarter good. Century.
Yeah. So
how about that?
I bought everybody in the house a BOF 25 t-shirt.
And you gave them some orders. If you're ever going out in public, you will wear this shirt. You will promote Batman.
I got a full house here right now. So I got Jake finishing college and graduate. So he got one. Now, so Rachel got one. Micah Ramey, BOF contributor. Staying here right now, he goes to fire school.
He got the onesie, fireman. Right? He's wearing a onesie.
He's a little too big for that. But yeah, we all got a Batman 25 t-shirt. I might have gotten two for myself. Don't say.
Of course.
I'm not saying anything. You know, I'm keeping that down low.
Hey, the great Justin Kowalski did the logo for the Batman Book Club, and I have about like four or five t-shirts in different colors of that.
Yeah.
So. I have no shame.
And I was going to bring up, from each month, I'm going to give one away.
Sweet.
I've got one I'm giving away right now, and it's all you got to do is just send in your contact information to me, contests@batman-on-film.com, and I'm just going to pick someone at random. And then the others, I'll work in some shenanigans. You have to go through to get to win it. It'll probably involve various shows that are on or part of the Batman on Film
network.
I
think it was as soon as it was available, BOF Superfan and Pure Tex and Steve Helm had already shown pictures that he already got his. And he was wearing it and stuff too.
Yeah.
So, they're out in the wild, Bill.
They are out in the wild. All right. So that's all I got. Anything, any last words, anything we talked about? Are you ready to plug?
I think we're good. Okay. Excited for Flash merchandise. I didn't pre-order because, as I told you, I enjoy the hunt.
Yes. Godspeed, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. The Batmobile. I'll see if it makes it. I mean, I feel like it'll make it to shelves because it is up for pre-order and at least at Target. That one I am. I think I told you I'm on the fence, but
yeah,
for sure, Keaton 7-inch, that will be mine.
Yeah.
And then the statue and the Batmobile, we'll see. Batwing's not happening. I have a Lego Batwing from 89.
Yeah.
I'm good. And I think that's partially why with the Batmobile also, because I think it'll be curious to see how close this Batmobile is to the 89 one. If there's any kind of variations, I don't have an 89 Batmobile.
Are they using the 89 Bat, the actual 89 Batmobile?
I don't know.
Or did they build something new?
I bet Michael used something though.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah. But I have the Lego. I bought the big Lego Batmobile too, which is like, that's the 89 Batmobile, and it's huge. And so with it, it's like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Unless they release an actual 89 Batmobile. So I don't know. I say this, and then as soon as it hits store shelves,
I got
a selfie of me holding one like this.
I got that one. What they're about. 12, I don't know. What are they, about 10 inches? You know,
what's the brand? The metal?
Yeah.
Like the metal ones?
The metal ones?
Yeah.
I've got like, I don't know, 10 inch or whatever it is. Then I've got like one that's like four or five inch. And then I got a Hot Wheels version of it. So, I mean, I've got three of them.
Ship them all.
Yeah.
As Joker would say.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I'll plug then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see here. Reviews are up on batmanonfilm.com. Comic book reviews, past interviews, hosting some podcasts, guest appearing on some podcasts. Just go to Batman on Film, batman-on-film. Most recently is the review for the latest issue of the Batman comic title. This is almost like another Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
Not too late to jump aboard. I think it's a cool story. It's a fun story. Feels a little Elseworlds, but also not. So yeah, chime in on that. I know, Bill, you're a fan of it so far.
Yeah, I like it. It's take away the, Batman being zapped to a different world or reality or whatever. Take that out. It's very grounded. Very grounded. Very, very Batman at his core story. I mean, literally. Yeah. Because, he doesn't make his own suit and everything,
Yeah. And I think the twist in it is that you do have a Bruce Wayne who is a veteran Batman, very experienced Batman, but now he's thrown into the world where Batman isn't, he's building up a new Bat. I think that's the mashup that's kind of, it's not a pure origin story. And I think that's why it kind of works for me feels a little different, which is cool. And speaking of comics, my podcast, the Batman Book Club. Bill Jennerson posts all the episodes on Batman on Film, so you can go there. Latest one was talking a Batman and Robin Adventures story, two-timer, with friends Tim Rooney and Preston Willis. That was a lot of fun. And then upcoming, the next episode is going to be Batman the Doom That Came to Gotham with the great mastermind Robert Reinecke, who I've never
seen. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Never smart enough to be on a podcast with him.
Yeah.
He's just dropping knowledge and connections to H.P. Lovecraft found within the story. And we really wanted to do that right before the movie came out. So that'll come out about a week before the animated movie does. And hopefully they'll work. I feel like if you've read the comic, you're probably going to check out the movie regardless. But maybe people watch the movie and haven't read the comic. And so hopefully they'll partner up hand in hand. Cause sometimes it's fun to compare and contrast, things that made it from the page to the screen and stuff. So, look forward to that dropping, soon.
Oh, speaking of the Batman Book Club, I did pick the story that I wanted to discuss the next time I'm on, whenever that is.
Realistic, grounded, gritty Batman. Yeah. Solo Batman. You know, that's Bill's wheelhouse.
Should I just tease? Should we just wait? What do you think? I mean, I think people would be surprised what I pulled out from that.
Yeah.
One. That was a good pull.
You could have said, hey, I'll give you $100 and 100 chances to call out what I'm going to pick. And I'd have been wrong. Who wouldn't have been close.
You'll be able to access it, right?
Yeah, I'll find a way.
Okay.
It's available in collections or even, yes, I mean, DC Universe, or buy it digitally, you know, whatever. It's,
yeah,
I'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well, for me, just go to batmanonfilm.com, batman-on-film.com. Check everything out there. You can find me on social media there. All the links, the T Public links, Patreon, all of it. Just go there. That's really all I need to plug is the website. And we are celebrating Batman on Film's 25th anniversary this year. Another plug for get you a t-shirt. Get your Batman on Film 25 t-shirt. And that's all I got. So for that, we are out of here. Thanks for listening. And that's Rich. We'll take us out. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the BOF Social Hour, Jet's official vlog and podcast on Batman on Film. Follow Jet on Twitter at Batman on Film. Follow the BOF news feed on Twitter at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original Batman on Film, established in 1998.